Change is coming to many historical institutions as we grapple with our nation's past. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Frank Dukes, distinguished institute fellow and lecturer at the University of Virginia, explores one such transformation.
On June 18, 2021, the day before Juneteenth, a less heralded but related event took place involving Montpelier, the former home of James Madison and some 300-plus enslaved individuals. The Montpelier Foundation Board, the Montpelier Descendants Committee, and the National Trust for Historic Preservation, who own the property managed by the foundation, issued a press release about a board vote, quote, "based on a proposal from the descendants to approve bylaws to establish equality with the Montpelier Descendants Committee in the governance of James Madison's Montpelier, the home of the fourth president and father of the Constitution." This agreement was reached with mediation support from myself and Selena Cozart. Our role included confidential interviews and virtual meetings with key parties, facilitation of multiple meetings of a board working group, and a hybrid in-person and virtual facilitated session with the Montpelier Board, senior Montpelier staff, and members of the Montpelier Descendants Committee. This last session was key in building new relationships, breaking down barriers of understanding, and laying the groundwork for the successful vote to share power. This agreement is already serving as a model and a wake-up call for other institutions associated with slavery. This will mark the first time that the descendants of those enslaved on a former plantation will assume shared power and authority in determining how that institution represents its story, what they're calling whole truth history. As the chair of the Descendants Committee, James French, noted, the enslaved African American population outnumbered the white Madison family by more than 10-1, meaning that James Madison himself was raised within an African American community setting. The stories that Montpelier will be telling will now be more complicated, more intriguing, more authentic, and more revealing of the real history of this nation.
That was Frank Dukes of the University of Virginia. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.